runs the D-line.
For an offensive lineman, I think that's a fine day's work.
He paves the way for Gore.
Gore shoved ahead by Alex Boone for a first down.
He protects number 7.
Our offensive line came out. They dominated up front.
He is Alex Boone.
Are you ready to have fun?
The laughable, lovable, lethal O-lineman.
Next thing I know, I got a rhino named after me.
With Murph and Mac.
I love it.
On KNBR 680.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Here it is, a Thursday at 7:05. It's time to talk 49er football with our good buddy Alex Boone, number 75, offensive lineman for the two-game win streak, San Francisco 49ers. Alex, how you doing this morning?
Hey, man.
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
We're doing good, man. We're actually, it's unusual. We're usually in the warm studio in San Francisco talking to you on the Ring Central guest line, but this time we're down near you. We're down at the golf tournament, the PGA Tour event down here at Cordoval, which is, what, about 30 minutes south of Santa Clara, and we're outside on a patio. It's about 42 degrees, Alex, so we're toughing it. We're roughing it, Alex.
Actually, look, even before you say anything, Alex, we're not roughing it at all. Here's what's really going on. So we got down here to start our show at 5 a.m. Granted, it is cold, but, dude, we're talking to, like, a world-class football player who's played in frigid conditions. Would you believe me, Alex, if I told you Brian Murphy has a blanket on his lap right now during the broadcast?
Absolutely. I would absolutely believe that.
Okay. Well, that's every word of it is true.
Alex, is that a wuss move to have a blanket over my legs?
A little bit. Oh, it's not even that cold out right now.
So when you guys play in those super cold environments, nobody puts a blanket on at the bench, right?
No.
Yeah, you don't see guys in the leg like, hey, guys, can I get the blanket? Can you put it over me? Cover my head, too. Get the ears in there, too.
It doesn't go, yeah, get tucked in the ears, totally. Oh, doesn't go well with offensive
linemen. Well, you're from Ohio, man. You probably played in some, I don't know, how bad did it get at Ohio State ever?
I mean, it got cold. I mean, I remember my state championship in high school. It was like 0 degrees. It was freezing.
And what's up with you guys going sleeveless when you play in those conditions? Is that just like a toughness thing, or is that like if nobody else is doing it, you're not going to do it?
No, I mean, I think it's kind of an old school old lineman thing that, you know, nobody can ever wear sleeves. You know, somebody started it way back in the day, and now you want to be the guy to keep it going. It's just, I don't know, we're not smart sometimes.
But and so playing in California must be just, what a piece of cake. I mean, you're playing in, like, beach weather at Candlestick Park.
Yeah, it's, I'm not going to lie, though, it does get cold. I remember in the playoffs late in the year when it gets nighttime-ish, it's very cold, but I mean, for the most part, it's a beautiful day. Cool breeze, could go swimming, you know. Easy.
Speaking of beautiful days, man, it doesn't get much better than the NFL than 34-3 on national TV. I mean, I know you're focusing on the Cardinals now, and we will ask you about that. But just a quick reflection on that dominant performance. And again, you guys up front running the ball and dominating the game.
Yeah, you know, just it was one of those fun games that you're going into. You know it's going to be physical. It's going to be all day, you know, controlling the ball the way we did. I thought we did a great job. You know, Frank ran hard, as he always does, and you know, just good day up front for the O-line.
Speaking of Frank, we're going to have him on the show today at about 8:40 this morning, and we're just asking for a little tip from you. Now, we've had him on before. He's such an interesting kid. I call him a kid. He's such an interesting veteran now.
And he's so humble, too.
But, he seems to be so all heart, and he's very earnest. It seems like when he's behaving on the field. What's it like to be in the huddle with him, and in the locker room with him? And what can you kind of give us as a cheat sheet on Frank Gore?
Frank's the man, no question. You know, he's the most passionate player I've ever played with. You know, he wants to win a championship more than anybody I know, and I mean that says a lot. You know, just playing this game your entire life, you meet so many people that just want to win. And Frank is the one guy, he just wants to give it everything he's got. He just wants to, you know, he's gonna go out there and he's going to give you 100% no matter what. And being in the huddle with him, man, you can look it over and, you know, I have to look down at him. But he's a great guy, man. I love blocking for him. You know he's always going to run hard. He's going to block, you know, pass protections. And that's the one thing I love about him is, you know, sometimes you see those running backs, they don't really block that well. And that just bothers me sometimes. But Frank's one of those guys, he's going to put the crown of his head into your chin. He's going to try and take you down. And that's the one thing that you got to love about a running back is toughness. And, you know, Coach Rathman said the other day, his grit. You know, he's got a lot of grit.
Yeah, he does, man. And we love watching him. And we know that you love blocking for him. And tell us a little bit about Frank Gore, just the dude, the guy. Like, last week you were talking about eastbound and down, for example. Like, with Frank Gore off the field when you guys are hanging out and stuff. Like, what's his sense of humor like? What's Frank like when he's not playing ball?
Oh, he's hilarious. He is hilarious. I mean, he's always making fun of somebody, you know. I mean, that's how most football players are. We get together, we're always going to be making fun of somebody or crying on somebody, but, you know, he's funny. He's always laughing. He's got this real deep laugh, and when he laughs, it makes you laugh, which is kind of funny, but, you know, he's never really seen him, like, I've never really seen him upset off the field and really get mad about something, so, you know, that's how it should be, though.
Yeah, okay, well, we'll look forward to that in about an hour, and, you know, you said something there, kind of a serious question here, Alex. You said about him putting the crown of his head into somebody's chin, and it made me think about what I wanted to ask you about the documentary that aired on PBS and the book that just came out about, it's called League of Denial, and it's about the latest chapter of brain trauma and NFL players. And, you know, I'm just wondering, did you watch the documentary? Is that something you talk about with, I don't know, your teammates and or your agents?
Or your family.
Or your family. What is your status on following the NFL and brain trauma?
I mean, you know, you hear so much about it now, and it's such a big deal right now because of what's going on. And you know, I think it's becoming more to light, you know, and it's getting more serious, and people are starting to worry about it. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you signed up to play football, and you knew what you were getting yourself into. You knew when you were six what you were getting yourself into, but, you know, now it's just becoming, I think, more of an issue because people are dying so much earlier, and they're people are like, hey, you know, they got families, they got kids, but at the end of the day, you know, I signed up for football. I knew I was going to get hit, and I knew, you know, there could be some risk, so I can't really turn around and, you know, cry wolf and say, oh my God, you know, what's going on? I'm getting hit over here, and, you know, this is my job. You know, I pride myself on my physicality as an offensive lineman, so I can't turn around at the same time and say, man, I take too many, you know, I can't play, or, you know, that's just, it's kind of a double standard, I feel like. So it is obviously an issue, and, you know, my wife talks to me about it sometimes, but for the most part, I mean, it's football. You know, it's came with the game, and it's been coming with the game from the beginning of the game, so might as well just deal with it.
Yeah, you know, Alex, a couple of weeks ago we saw over in Oakland the quarterback Terrell Pryor went through the concussion process and then the evaluation and everything. And just wondering if you've had similar experiences in your football career, college or the pros, where you got your headshot and then you had to go through that kind of evaluation process and what that's like for you, the player.
I've never had to go through with it, no. No, I hear it's brutally awful, but thank God I've never had to go through with that.
Wow, it's really it's an interesting thing, but it's interesting to hear your answer that you've thought about it, you've talked about it, and you're not in denial about it. You're aware, and you're going to continue to play football as long as you can. It's the livelihood you chose, huh?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I love my job. You know, I'm happy to come to work every day. I'm proud of what I do, and you know, it's one of those things that you know that there's going to be some risk with it. And hey, this is the game that I love. I can't take away from that. So I'm not going to sit there and, you know, cry about it or sit there and deny it and say, hey, you know, this is what it is. It's just, hey, let's just go play football. Let's have some fun.
Okay, speaking of football, let's get into it. The Arizona Cardinals are coming. Now, we spent last week talking about how good J.J. Watt and Brian Cushing were, and you guys put up 34 on them. So I don't know what you can do to convince us that Arizona is going to stop you guys. But what is it about Arizona that you guys are respecting and command your attention?
They're a very big front seven. They're very big. Very physical. You know, they're smart guys. They have their savvy and their moxie, and they bring that with them. And they love to go to the football. I mean, they hit. They're physical. That's what they pride themselves on. So, you know, they're good at stopping the run. They're good at getting the quarterback in the pass. So this is one of those games where, you know, this is a divisional game. This is very important to us. And at the same time, it's a game. So, it's you know, it's even more important. So, you know, it's one of those games where it's going to be all day, all day.
And the thing is that you guys, this is a rivalry game, and you, I mean, you guys see three teams twice a year. And that means the more you see somebody and the more you hit somebody, you probably build up more of an anger or resentment towards that person. So are there people on, you know, is there something to the Cardinals and 49ers? I think even a year or two before you got here, Alex, there was some chippiness between the two squads. Is there something to an NFC West game where there is that familiarity breeds contempt thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I think that's just so chippy because this is divisional. You know, this is, we both want to go to the playoffs and really only one of us can go. So, you know, it's one of those games where, you know, if you lose, you're kind of behind. You've already started buying the eight ball and now you kind of put yourself in a bad position. So, you know, if there's a reason to be chippy about these games, these divisional games, these are must wins all the time. So, you know, it's okay, though. That's what football's about. It's being fierce and getting a little chippy and having a little fun.
Yeah, Alex Boone, a couple more minutes before we let him go back to work down in Santa Clara. Alex, another off-field topic that took the issue was HBO and the NFL. The report is that they're going to try to have every single team in the next several years appear on Hard Knocks. And your coach, Jim Harbaugh, we would have thought would have just said, no way, no way, no way. But instead he said, I find the show entertaining and maybe I would welcome it. First of all, do you watch the show? Have you watched the show? And second of all, would you, Alex Boone, who I can't imagine is too camera shy,
oh, dude,
would you welcome being on Hard Knocks?
I love this show. I think everybody watches it during camp. It's kind of funny. You know, it's always funny because they do – it's funny because you see another team doing the exact same thing that you do. You know, they're all kind of whining about going out to practice. Like, dude, I'm tired. I'm sore. and you're like, oh, it's not just us. Don't worry, guys. And then, you see them in meetings, and they're kind of falling asleep, and you're like, oh, man, that's us, too. And then you see them, like, joking around. You're like, that's us all the time. So, you know, it's fun to watch. It's entertaining. I wouldn't mind it. I mean, I guess I have no problems with it. As long as our coach has no problem, I have no problem.
Yeah, man. And who would be some of the runaway stars? I could see you having a big presence. Harbaugh, obviously, totally compelling figure. I made the call earlier today to Murph. I don't know. I mean, am I wrong in saying that Dante Hittner, would also be like one of the command lead kind of presence guys in front of the camera?
Yeah, I think he'd do a great job. I think America would love him. And, I think he's got a very good personality, and he's funny at the same time.
Is the jersey going to be changed this week? Will it finally say Hittner?
The shutdown's still on. We still
can't get that changed.
I was wondering the same thing. I was actually looking at it before the game, and it said Hittner. I was like, oh, man, I wonder if he didn't go through with it. That's not the Cleveland way. I mean, normally, we go through with things.
Did you hear the story, Alex? It's because of the government shutdown that they can't process the paperwork legally.
I don't even want to hear about it.
Yeah, seriously, that's just too much blah. Oh, my God.
Hey, by the way, before we let you go, 2 weeks ago when you told the Joe Staley story, the injury in St. Louis when he wasn't really injured, and you said something, and our listeners have really wondered. You said, oh, man, it's like my cousin's wedding all over again. And then we didn't follow up on that. We need to know, what did you mean? What's the story with your cousin's wedding?
It's just trouble, man. It's just not good.
Shenanigans?
Shenanigans, exactly.
No, was that you perpetrating the shenanigans or what?
Yeah, most likely.
Okay,
that's enough said. I got you.
I guess
man.
We'll just leave it Sometimes on the outside then.
That's all.
All right. We'll leave it on the outside. All right, Arizona
exactly.
This Sunday, and we'll be watching. It'll be a rivalry game, and you guys are trying to make it 3 in a row. So thanks for coming on, Alex, and we'll be watching you on Sunday.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
See you, bro.
There he is, Alex Boone.